When the enemy had fled, the men returned and gathered round the boy. His horse was dead. They wanted to touch the horse, for they knew he had been no ordinary one, but a horse with mystic powers. The leader spoke, "Today this boy has shown that he is braver than all of us. From now on, we will call him Peraski Resaru, boy chief." But the boy cried. He was sad for his horse and angry with himself that he had not done what the mysterious horse had told him. He untied the lariat, pulled out the arrow, and carefully wiped away the blood.